Welcome back. So today I'm going to have a re-review of Bell's Kalamazoo Stout. Original 1988 recipe. I have done multiple reviews on this. I don't know how many of them I've posted. I did go back and look at my Untappd history because I wanted to see the last time I did it. At least on there. And I usually untapped all my beers. It said, I think it was December of 2019 I last reviewed it. This is March. This is March of 2024. So it's time. I did see that. I did score it a 3.75. So it is what it is. Again, if you're not a follower, please consider hitting that subscribe button and ringing that bell and turning all notifications on. I do try and be upfront. I try not to look at them, but I wanted to see what I had the last time I reviewed it. And that was the date, 3.75. All the rest of them on there, I've untapped it 5 times total. All the rest of them are 4.25. Best Buy, July 14th, 24. 6% ABV. So let's go ahead and get this open. I don't know what this costs. I did pick this up at the general store at Bell's because I am going to have a side-by-side. I also picked up a crowler right here that I'm going to review next. And this is the barrel-aged Kalamazoo Stout. I don't know if they've done that before. That's the first time I've heard of them doing it, and I didn't even see it posted. So I got this one and that. So I'll do a review of each, then I'll put them together. This has probably been out 30 minutes, 35 minutes. It's up to you how you drink your stouts. Light chocolate colored head, pretty much all small bubbles, almost a finger of head. Color, man, I'd say dark brown. I would not say black. Here's the test. Can you see it? I can down there. I guess when the light shines off the glass, I can. And even holding it here, I can see the dark amber hue. It's up to you. You pick out the color. I would say it's dark brown. It is not black. Let's go ahead and smell. Light chocolate, almost like a sweet Tootsie Roll, regular sweet Tootsie Roll or sweet Tootsie Roll. Why do I keep on saying sweet? Original Tootsie Roll. Maybe a touch of coffee bitterness coming up, chocolate bitterness. It's probably from the malts they're using. Licorice, right? Yeah. I guess I could go licorice. I like black licorice. It does have kind of a funky smell. I shouldn't say funky. Off chocolate smell. Like a licorice, a black licorice. Now, I don't know if it's true. I know at our homebrew meetings back years and years ago, there was talk about Kalamazoo Stout, and somebody mentioned that the reason it's different than all their other stouts is because it's made with the Kalamazoo River water. I don't think that's true, but it would be funny if it is, because you're boiling it, but that would definitely be funny if they're using Kalamazoo water to make this. That's why they call it Kalamazoo Stout. Because it's actually, well, in 88, they would have been at B1, the original brewery, where now this is brewed in Comstock. Yeah, kind of like a chocolate, black licorice, kind of bitter coffee. A little bit of that going on. Man, I have to go back and watch my old video. But let's go ahead and taste. So, I'll say, when I looked at that 3.75, I said, I didn't know it was this bitter. Bitterness. I get it. A lot of bitterness. Perceived bitterness, 50, 60, somewhere in there. But this is 6%, so balance would be 60. It just, it seems like it's too much for a stout. What you would normally taste in a stout. I would say for 6% body is there, maybe a touch thin for my liking. I think I would rather have a 7 or an 8% stout. Yeah, that bitterness seems like it keeps climbing. It's not the licorice bite. Maybe they switched malts, but that's going back to 2018-19, the last time. Like, I can still feel it, like, here. Like, I don't want to taste that. I can't drink this whole thing. I would. It is a little bit overwhelming from the taste you get up front. From that coffee. I mean, that's bitter coffee. I drink my coffee black. And that's pushing it. That bitterness in there. I think I would have to go 3.75. The bitterness is too much. They need to tone it down. I don't know what they changed. Maybe I'll go back. I don't know. I don't think I have 5 reviews of this up. But I need to go back and look at some of my older ones and just see what I said. Because I should ask Steve probably too. It is. It's bitter. Maybe it's my taste buds are changing. 4 years. 3.5 years. Yeah, it's too bitter in the back. I think it's from grain. I don't think it's from hops. I could be wrong. It's like they changed the grain that they're using. Changed something that they're using. Or maybe from 2019 on up, they started using the original recipe. I don't know. Because your hops and your higher SRM malts are probably going to be the only thing that are changing that bitterness level. I would think, unless the Kalamazoo River changed, the water changed. But 3.75, like I said, I did check it, and I gave it 3.75. But if I look at the 18 version, the 17 version, 17 version, 16 version, it was 4.25. Tastes bitter chocolate coffee. Maybe my taste buds have changed. Because even back then in 2016, I said taste bitter chocolate coffee. Man, I don't know. That's a lot. But hey, it is what it is. If you taste the bitterness, tell me how you think it is down below.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you would like to check out the video version, head over to YouTube, search Brad Allison or Brad Allison 31st Brewing. You can also check out my website at 31stbrewing.com. There I will have all the videos and some blogs. Thank you for joining me, and until next time, happy brewing.